It's now time for another edition of
Jim the Photographer, Time Traveler.
One day while smoking pot, Jim decided that he has the ability to travel through time. Now, armed with his trusty bong, Jim travels through time and space searching for hot babes and pot. Today's episode takes us to Washington, D.C. in July of 1972.
Oh, man. Where am I? Huh. Hey, this office looks familiar. I think I've been here before. It certainly is a big, oval-shaped office. And this house is big and white. I'll bet anything I'm at the House of Blues. Hey, someone's coming.
All I'm saying, President Nixon, is that we have to get those tapes back. I think we should send someone in to steal them for us.
I don't know. That would be wrong. We can't send people to break into the... Hey, who are you? How did you get past security? Speak up. Who are you?
Well, I'm Jim the Photographer. You may have heard of me. I've had sex with a porn star.
Really? Is he a famous porn star?
Yeah, he is. His name... Wait a minute. I'm talking about a female porn star.
So, you've never had sex with a male porn star?
No, I haven't. Well, okay, so I kinda had sex with John Holmes, but he tricked me.
Well, you still haven't told me how you got in here.
I'm your new security guy, yeah.
No, you're not. No one is hired unless they're approved by me, and I would have remembered hiring a gay midget.
Excuse me, Mr. President. It might not be such a bad idea to hire him.
What? Why? Look at him. He's ugly, he's stupid, he smells bad, and he's got a lustful look in his eye when he looks at me.
Mr. President, if we hire a gay guy, it'll get the NAACP off our backs.
Hmm. You know, that's not such a bad idea.
Oh, I love the NAACP. I think Duke's gonna win the whole thing this year. Although Purdue looks pretty good, too.
Anyway, I think we should hire him.
All right, I'm not completely sure about this, but what the hell? I'm sure he can't cause too much damage. Why don't you run down the situation we have with him, and we'll see if he can come up with a way to get us out of it.
I'll get right on it, sir.
So, Nixon's aide gave Jim all the details regarding the missing tapes, including their location.
So the tapes are in the Waterworld Hotel?
No, Jim. For the ninth time, it's the Watergate Hotel. Watergate.
No problem. Give me a team of guys, and I'll break in there and get them.
You're sure you can handle this?
Hey, I broke into a hitter shop when I was 19. I think I can handle a hotel.
Wow, you broke into a hitter shop and got away scot-free?
Oh, no, I got arrested. But it wasn't my fault. There was a silent alarm, and I accidentally locked myself inside. But I broke a window to escape. But I still got caught because I left my wallet at the scene of the crime. But I've committed a lot of crimes since then without getting caught.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Well, I sent the guys ahead to the hotel, so you should get moving. They'll meet you there.
Okay, I'll let you down. I won't let you down.
So Jim got massively lost on his way to the hotel, and it took him an hour and a half just to get there, only to forget what room he was supposed to break into. Meanwhile, inside the hotel, the other five guys who were supposed to get the tapes with Jim got tired of waiting and went in by themselves.
I can't remember what room I'm supposed to break into. Maybe it's this one. Whoa, sorry, lady. I think that was the wrong door. I guess I'm going to have to ask somebody for directions. Hey, here's a directory. Let's see. There's a policeman's ball in conference room A. The FBI is having a seminar in conference B. And there's a SWAT team training video going on in D. This directory doesn't tell me where the office we're supposed to rob is, though. What's this? Hey, it's an intercom. Well, this gives me a great idea.
Excuse me, everyone. Has anyone seen five guys walking around? They're all wearing ski masks. They're supposed to be heading towards some office to take some videotapes. If anyone knows where they are, could you send them my way, please? President Nixon would be so disappointed if he didn't get those videos. Thanks for your help.
Well, I hope that works. I waited like 5 seconds now. Nobody's come to give me directions. Well, I guess those guys can handle it themselves. I'm going to lunch.
What disaster will Jim cause next week? Find out on...
Jim the Photographer, Time Traveler!
better wake up, sleepy head, get your fat butt out of bed. There's a man who got up at 4 a.m. just to play you Zeppelin and Pearl Jam. Some have called him just a bit insane. You may find him a little idiotic, but this is the only morning show you can say has really got it. Slam the door to let you get on the road now. With Central Illinois, one way to get down. It's nasty, it's dirty, but it's funny.
Hi, welcome back. It is more disaster. I'm Ray, along with Spanky. Hi, Spank. Spanky, where is he? Spanky, where'd you go, Spank? Would he fall asleep? Spanky. Oh, Spanky. I don't know where he is. Is he... Well, Spanky's supposed to be on. It shows he's online. I don't know where Spanky is, but Spanky.
Hello.
There you are. What are you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Well, I'm live. I'm here.
Me too.
Yeah, boy, you're something. Something seems familiar.
Yeah, I broke the wagon.
Yeah. Fell off the old wagon, huh?
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that, buddy.
It's okay. It didn't hurt.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Nope.
So you had a good day then?
I don't give a shit about nothing no more. Politics has done pissed me off.
Yeah, well, you're mad at politics now.
Yep.
Who are you mad at?
All that shit with Trump, they bring it up now about 35 years ago, crap.
Yeah, but I mean, you're angry because what? Because he did it? You wish
you know what? They want that old bag in as president, let her be it. But in 4 years, don't say, I didn't want her in there, but I voted for her.
But I mean, listen, what I'm saying is, are you mad because he did this or angry because they brought it up?
I'm just pissed off.
Right. You're not. All right. So you're just mad.
I've had it.
All right.
I put two extra Trump signs in my yard last night.
Oh, you put Trump signs in your yard?
Yeah. I got two more. I got four now total.
You're putting one up for every woman who's been abused.
That's right.
In honor of her. You're putting up a sign for every single claim of abuse.
I'm just going to keep putting signs up.
Yeah. Blame you, sure. Oh, boy. Oh, there you go.
There it is. This is your news.
And so they can put all those accusers out that they want. By the way, I don't know if anyone's putting them out. I think that they're just cut. The women are coming forward, so I don't know.
Come on, after 35 freaking years.
Right. Well, no, one's like 10 years ago, right?
I don't know. I didn't pay much attention. Right.
I don't know, but it is strange. I mean, what do you do? Do you believe it, or do you choose not to? And if you choose to believe it, if you choose to not believe the ones with Trump, then after Trump's been saying how we need to believe all these allegations with Bill Clinton, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's difficult for you, Spanky. I mean,
it's too difficult for me to think about this morning.
Right. Well, I'm sorry that you're in such a mood.
Oh, I'm in a great mood. It pissed me off.
What did you drink? Now, when you fell off the wagon yesterday, what time did you fall? Because I'll let you know a secret. Spanky texted me yesterday, and I'm going to try to, I just can't even read the text, but he was like, we do a show, we got to do a show, and blah, blah, blah. So because we did a, because I had to work yesterday, I had to fill in on WMAY, and I did. It was fun. And then I had a meeting afterwards. And by the time I got done with the meeting, it was going to be late. And we were still going to do a show, but then Spanky texted me, and it was obvious that he was, I'm not sure how many sheets to the wind he was when he was trying to text me, so. You know.
Sir, I believe he had hit the level of 3 sheets to the wind.
Thank you, Little Noid. That's our producer, Little Noid.
I think I seen him last night, too.
You saw me, Mr. Spanky?
I think I seen you and Camp Counselor Harry having a drink together.
No, sir, I do not drink, Camp Counselor Harry. When I went to Young Alcoholics Camp, Camp Counselor Harry attempted to teach me how to drink, and it did not go well, sir.
Oh, he did?
No, it did not go well. It was a very, very interesting evening when we went to go drinking.
Hmm. Well, that sounds like we should hear more.
Yes, I think I need to hear the. Oh boy, let me get another beer.
Yeah.
He tried to teach me how to do the beer bong.
The beer bong.
Oh, I love the beer bong. Yeah, I did the. I used the beer bong all the time. I loved the beer bong. Like a sophomore or junior in college, my uncle Steve came down. Steve and his buddy Clyde. Maybe it's when I was a junior, I don't know. They came down and they made a beer bong for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the beer bong was a gigantic funnel with a hose, a really good hose duct tape to it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you put the beer bong in your mouth, the hose, and then you hold down the funnel, and then you pour beer in the funnel, and then as you lift the hose above your head, then you just chug as it just, I mean, there's no, if you've ever done a beer bong, you know that when you lift it above your head, gravity kicks in, and you just swallow it. I mean, it's just, there's no way to explain the beer bong, except you're just swallowing it way quicker than usual, and you end up getting very drunk very quickly when you use the beer bong.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you do it, Spanky. You got this big hose in your mouth.
Big hose.
So you did the beer bong, Raymond?
Yes, I did, Little Noid.
Did your hose also have veins in it?
I don't remember there being... I don't remember there being veins in my beer bong. Spanky, did you ever beer bong with veins?
I did not ever have a beer bong with veins in it.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry that you didn't have... I'm sorry that wasn't you that tried the... did you do beer bongs? Spank?
Oh, yeah.
I did like... Of all those Like, I've shotgunned beer and all that stuff. Beer bongs were the best.
They pour them in that funnel and you hold her till the last minute and let it go.
Yeah, I once tried to beer bong vodka. It did not end well. It did not. Ooh. Yeah. It did not end well at all. That was a rough night, my friend.
That's pretty wicked.
Yeah, and then I went and decided I was going to beer bong tequila. After the what we just call the vodka incident, and we shall not talk about it again. Then I tried tequila because
as if vodka wasn't enough.
Because I'm an imbecile. When I was young, I was very stupid, and I thought that that'd be a good idea. And that is just referred to as the incident part two.
Yeah, we had one of them incidents last night.
Yeah, both involved vomit and God knows I have no idea what I did. I don't know. Waking up without my pants on, and I mean I don't even know. Let's just say it's the incident one and incident two,
and part two.
Strangely enough, I also ended up without my pants on, my pantaloons. As did Camp Counselor Harry, somehow. Oh,
no
I don't
way.
Know. All I know is I got an A at Little Alcoholics Camp. Oh, the memories.
Thank you, Little Lloyd. All right, so you guys, your buddy came to town? You're one that has the birthday this month?
Yeah, I said he had to go home and take a little nap yesterday evening.
And so you stayed out?
No, I went back and got him later, about 9 o'clock, woke him up, got him out of bed.
So you fell off the wagon. You just didn't take. I thought you said you might step off the wagon.
Well, it was a big step.
Yeah, it sounds like you fell and dove.
And it's over.
So what time did you start?
Yesterday morning, I think we had our first one about 7:15.
Oh my God!
And what time? Then we quit at about 3.
Right.
For a while, and then I think I started back up about 8, and then I went and got him out of the hotel about 9.
What time did you finish?
Oh, I don't know. It was dark.
Oh, my God. Well,
and then
it's dark.
I got up this morning to go wash my car at 4:30.
Oh, my God.
And I started again, and we'll go get him out of the hotel after a while. If his wife will let him go out, she might be mad.
What did your wife say?
Oh, she didn't care. She knew it was going to break.
So let me ask you, you went, how long did you go without drinking? It's like a month, right?
Almost a month.
So what did the people at the bar say when they saw you walk in? I mean, besides obviously the
well, they missed me.
Yeah, the bar itself was probably very happy to have you and your money back. But I'm saying
it was about broke. You know, they hardly had any lights on. You know, I thought, well, they can't afford their power bill. I better stay here.
So they were probably pretty bad. They were probably pretty happy to see you.
Oh, they were very happy.
Spanky's back, everyone. We can eat.
They can have meals now. They can pay their bills. They can buy their chillin's, tennis shoes.
Oh, our kids are going to have a good Christmas after all. Oh, wonderful.
And I just want to tell you that Jägermeister is my friend.
Yeah, I do remember. I remember. You had a close relationship going on.
Oh, we got very, very close last night.
So you just dove off that wagon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm anxious to hear from my buddy. I tried to get him to call me early. I called him like at 6:30.
Head first into the shallow end, my friend.
Yeah, because I took him back to the hotel. He had puke in his shirt pocket.
Oh!
All down in front of him. Oh, he lost 65 years old. If you can't keep up, go sit down.
65,
and he's all, boy, he's a mess.
That's a shame. There's nothing like, that should be my next song, Puke in the Pocket.
Hope he didn't die on me.
Oh, I hope not.
Man.
That sounds like it'd be terrible if that happened. None of us want
to. I tried calling him at 6:30, and he wouldn't answer.
Yeah, well, he's probably passed out, Spanky.
His wife's probably yelling at him.
Yeah. You know how women are, stupid women.
Yeah, they gotta get over.
They get angry when their 65-year-old husbands are vomiting in their pockets.
You know. I was proud of happen.
So how long will this bender last before you give a sobriety another test, another chance?
Well, I'm going to quit for a little while today. I got a couple appointments to do about 1 o'clock if I get sober enough.
Right.
If I don't, I'll just, well, we're going back out tonight, hopefully.
Right. But, I mean, is this all the way through the birthday?
Well, he probably won't be able to hang. He'll probably get in trouble.
Right.
So we're going to try to go probably one more day, and then we'll probably have to quit till Sunday or so and then start for my birthday.
Okay.
I don't know. I might just keep going. I ain't gonna be a chicken shit and quit.
I don't think it's chicken to quit.
I'm not a quitter.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not chicken shit when you just say, oh, I'm just going to quit drinking. That's, you know, it's not chicken.
No, it's not. He's my best friend, but...
Yeah.
Well, sure was funny to watch him throw up in his shirt, though.
Right, I'm sure it was.
That was funny stuff right there.
When does his wife grab him and make him go home? I mean, you know.
She wasn't with us.
No, I'm talking return to home where they're from.
Oh, yeah, they probably will. He might already be gone now. She might not let him come back out.
Right, they might go back to where they, don't they live somewhere, you know.
No, down around Kansas City.
Yes, I mean, I know they live somewhere else. They didn't live here, so. Oh, boy. Oh, well.
I told him, I said, it's good for you. You just got cut loose in your old age.
Yeah. That's what it is. He was not.
You're about due.
For what?
I'm going to come get you, and you're going to go out.
No,
and...
I don't need to go out.
At one time.
No, I'm done. If I don't go out the rest of my life, I'm happy. I this is what I like to do. I'm serious. I swear to you. My joy in life, I have two joys. Well, three joys. My family, baseball, and broadcasting. And that's what I love. I've you know, I'm old enough to realize what I'm really into. You know what I mean?
I understand that.
My family. My family, watching baseball and other sports, and broadcasting. That's what I really like. Like, people go, what do you want to do the rest of your life? And I go, oh, well, I want to broadcast, watch sports, and be with my family. I can do that the rest of my life. The rest of my days, I'll be completely content, you know. That's what I want to do.
But just one time.
If I never go out and drink again, I'll be fine. If I never play in a band again, I'll be fine. Oh, I would like to have sex daily, you know.
I understand.
But I'm not one of these guys that says, well, you know, I'd like to have, I won't say the name is. I talked to someone not that long ago who was getting, they weren't getting up in age, but they were above 40. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And they had said that, they wondered if they would ever have sex with a young girl again. And by young girl, they weren't like, you know, it wasn't like 20s, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think they wanted a girl, you know, just like over 30. You know, somewhere in that age range. And they said they wanted to be with, you know, a younger girl again.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, I don't need that. I'm fine. You know, I'm fine. I don't need. I want to have sex every day with my wife. I'm fine.
Well, I can understand that.
She does everything I like. I don't need any other girl in there. You know. I'm pretty content. So I mean, like the rest of my life, I can pretty much do the rest of my life like this. The only problem is I need to make money. You know, income would be the problem. So. Yeah. But if anyone wants to pay me to hang around my family, watch sports, and just broadcast from my house every day, I'm good to go.
That would be an awesome job.
Yeah, right?
Somebody want to pay me to drink in their bar?
Yeah. I have a nice studio set up in my house. Somebody should just hire me to broadcast from here. I don't, you know, I'm no trouble. I don't bother anybody. I just sort of do my show. That's it. I like to make people laugh or think or, you know, just like to do compelling radio. That's what I like.
There you go.
Oh, well. And I work, you know, like, I'm either watching sports or I'm planning what I'm going to talk about my next broadcast. That's what my days are filled with. So I tell you, I did have fun, though, Spank, the last week and a half or whatever it was, filling in at WMAY. It was fun.
That's cool, dude. That's done now for a while, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was just, I was just filling it. You know, people were like, people were saying, oh, Ray's got a job. He said, no, I mean, Johnny and Mike are friends of mine, you know, Molson, or Mike and Molson.
Yeah.
They're friends of mine. And I'm, you know, I'm friends with Jim Leach and Chris Murphy. And of course, Tom Kuschek, who runs the place. I'm friends with them. And, you know, and they basically asked if I wanted to fill in. I said, yeah, I haven't been on the air for a while. I'd love to fill in. So, I mean, that's what it was. And it was nice. The people were so nice and saying what they said. And, oh, you sound great. It's good to hear you. Blah, 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 blah. But, I mean, you know, that's it. I fill in. Like, if somebody else goes on vacation, I'll go fill in again. That's what it is. So, yeah. So, like I say, thanks for the nice, you know, the nice response. But this, you know. But,
Hey, as long as you had fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was fun. And then I got, you know, like, I was doing once a week. I was hosting Ask the Expert for Memorial Hospital on the WTAX. But then they fired me from that. Not Memorial, but WTAX. They didn't want me on their radio station because they said, well, you're going to be on WMAY. We can't have you there in the morning and then coming over here. And I'm like, oh, like they tell me how good I said. Oh, you sounded really good. Oh, thanks. I'm glad I sounded so good. Thanks for firing
me. You're fired.
I'm so glad that I sounded good. You know, I'm so glad that I'm good at doing this. You know, oh, you're really good. You sounded really good. You're really good. And I'm like thinking, well, you do know that I did this for you guys, you know, 10 months ago. And then you fired me. I was so good I got fired, I guess.
That's top of the line job there if you can get fired.
And then this week, they say, well, we can't have you doing both. So we can't have you hosting Ask the I'm like, whatever, you know. So, yeah. Like I said, I can just sit at home all day and broadcast if I want it.
There you go.
You know.
Well, after this week, I'm going to quit for good.
You're quitting what?
Drinking.
Really? For good?
Permanently.
I'll tell you, a lot, people were all, they were all behind you, Spanky.
Well, they could still be behind me, but you just, it's been rough this time.
Yeah. What, not drinking was rough?
No, the drinking part of it.
Oh, really? Well, maybe you are ready to quit. I got to tell you, you know, you were, if you go back and you listen to these shows, you've had some sensible, well, I mean, the whole Trump thing is not makes no sense to me. But outside of that, your conversations were conversations were very coherent. You know what I mean? They were clear. I thought you were doing a hell of a job.
Well, this time I tell you, it's pretty rough.
Yeah. So you're saying
I've been thinking about getting up and puking here now just so I can go on.
Oh, good Lord.
But not really. I don't know. So how's Nikki? Is she still getting pumped?
I don't know where she is. I haven't spoken to her. I spoke to Nikki. Hold on.
Probably mad at us.
My Facebook messages. I spoke to her. When did I speak to her? Monday. And she said that the doctor who poked her called her back in.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to, you know.
Oh, I understand.
I said, you know, we were, I said, we were talking about her. This conversation started with me going, well, you know, where are you, Spanky? And I talked about you today. And she laughed. And then she talked about she was on the Morning Disaster page, and she has admin powers. And she's like, I heard, she goes, I read the letter suggesting that she was doing autoerotic asphyxiation during her COPD, you know, thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought that was funny. And then she said she had a sore throat. She doesn't know how she got the sore throat. She thinks it was from coughing. And then she says, man, I cannot believe I slept. Like, she fell asleep and slept all day. And then she goes, man, I slept so long, I missed a doctor's appointment. And then she says, yeah, they called me at 8 a.m. and they want to see me. They wanted to see me at 1:20, but she slept through it. So she goes, I got to go back tomorrow immediately. So, I mean, I don't know if the doc, I'm hoping the doctor didn't have to tell her anything. You know what I mean? But there has been zero correspondence from then, and I don't want to push the issue, you know what I mean? Other than to say that I hope everything's okay and we hear from her soon, so I don't know. But Nikki is, you know, she gets sick. I mean, she is sick. She's suffering from...
Oh, I know. It's awful.
So hopefully she'll be back soon. That's all I know. All right?
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what's going on.
So anyway, what else is happening?
Nothing. Like I said, I was over at WMAY. It was a lot of fun. I mean, it was fun. Doing it by myself last week was a lot of fun because that's how I'm used to. But the last 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I filled in with Johnny on Monday and then Mike on Tuesday and Wednesday.
I bet that was fun.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. It was more interesting than fun because I do comedy-based shows like this. Like, I feel more comfortable when I have a co-host.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but when I'm doing a talk radio show, like the news talk style show, I feel more comfortable by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice to get out of my comfort zone, you know. It was nice to get out of that zone and do a news talk style with somebody else. You know, just like occasionally, and it's uncomfortable when I have to do this show by myself. Which I know is weird because people are like, well, why don't you, you know, the disaster, you should be able to do it by yourself because you do that news talk thing. It really is two different animals. I mean, when I do this, it's completely different from what I do on that show. It really is. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just different moods, different styles and different everything. So it was fun. I like getting out of the comfort zone once in a while. And I thought we had some great segments, you know. So I did. I enjoyed it a lot.
Awesome.
By the way, we do have some Brett from the cornfield says, hey, welcome back to the normal time. It is so good to be able to listen to you guys live again. So he likes listening live. Yeah, it is cool. I like when we're doing it live. I mean, we did the show live in the afternoon, but the listeners were so – there was only a handful in the afternoon, which is weird because we're used to having, you know – the regular amount of people, which is we're getting lots of correspondence and stuff like that. So it was kind of weird, you know, although most people, let's face it, most people download it and they don't even listen to it until, you know, later on in the day anyway, but still it was fun to do it. I am glad to be back.
Oh, definitely.
Regular time. Brent also says, I don't know if I feel bad for Spanky falling off the wagon or not.
Uh-oh.
He says, seems to me, this is what Brent says. He goes, seems to me I could be very happy walking around drunk all day long and not working. Well, I mean, if that's what you're into, yeah, maybe that is the way to go.
Yeah. I just get into it certain times of the year.
Yeah. Whatever, like I said, whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, but
that's how it's got to be, buddy. Whatever makes you happy,
got to be happy.
If you're happy, then do it.
There you go.
Like if it was up to me, and I think every person should ask themselves, everyone should ask themselves this question: what would you be happy doing for the rest of your life? What would you be happy doing for the rest of your life? And I've come to that conclusion. And spending time with my family, of course. Now, I don't know my family. My family might go, oh, that sounds friggin' boring. We don't want to spend our time with them. You know, especially my daughter's in high school. She, you know, she doesn't want to hang out with me. Jeez, she's ready to move on to better things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's ready to start spending less time with me. But, you know, hanging out with her sounds fun. Number two, I love watching sports, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then number three, I love broadcasting. I could do that. I could sit and just entertain and, or at least attempt to entertain. This is fine. I know it's horrible, but I don't feel the need to ever leave my house.
You get all your things there at home you need.
Ever. I used to leave my house to go to like softball stuff when I coached.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm not coaching softball, I just, you know, I don't even feel the need to leave. Like occasionally I'll see like a trailer for a movie and I go, oh, that sounds good. I'll have to go see that. You know what I mean? Like I'll have to leave the house for that. I see like the new Jack Reacher movie.
Mm-hmm.
Got to go see that, you know, Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
My wife read all the books, you know. And then, like, Doctor Strange, that looks kind of good, you know. And the Star Wars.
I don't think I've seen the trailer for that one.
Oh, yeah, Doctor Strange is a Marvel movie. And then you got a, what was the trailer today? The Star Wars, the Rogue One or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. I got three movies to watch until next year.
There you go.
And I'm like, okay, those are the three times I'll leave my house, you know. And I guess I'll leave my house to go Uber drive so I get some money.
Oh, you still? Well, we should have called you last night.
I haven't done it in a long time, you know what I mean? Just haven't done it, but I think I'm going to, you know. I got to get off my ass and get out there, so. Oh, well. So that's what I got going on.
You should take your tape thing and do like that guy that sings car karaoke.
Yeah, like James Corden. That's what I'll do.
There you go.
I'm going to tape it and do. By the way, I think that's the dumbest friggin' thing on TV. I really.
You really do?
Yeah, I really do. I just think it's ridiculous. Like, it was fun, like, the first time.
Yeah.
And it was good when he was with Red Hot Chili Peppers, but it's just ridiculous now. It really is. Because he gets these people, I don't know any of their songs, you know. How do I care? Why do I care? He's singing with Demi Lovato. I don't know any goddamn Demi Lovato songs. Who knows Demi Lovato?
I'm not either.
I remember watching a little bit of it, and she goes, oh, I don't know the lyrics. See, even Demi Lovato doesn't know any Demi Lovato songs.
That's pretty bad.
So, it's, you know, who wants to see that? So it'd be a good bit if maybe he got Paul McCartney in there, and everybody know, and I know the songs, or Bruce Springsteen, you know. Even Mellencamp, guys, but I don't know.
That would be, yeah, the older one.
I don't know freaking Gwen Stefani or Demi Lovato songs. Who knows that? I mean, I don't know. I knew some of the Britney Spears, but she didn't even know them.
Yeah, that's what was bad.
She's another one who forgot the lyrics to her own songs. And by the way, I find it a little effeminate that he knows all those lyrics, you know.
Yeah, he spends a little too much time there listening.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell? How does James Corden know all the lyrics to all of Britney Spears' songs? And Demi Lovato's, hell, I could not name a Demi Lovato song.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard.
Not only does he know the songs, he knows all the lyrics. Spanky, you know the song.
That's
pretty bad. You know my original songs that the Pickles did?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even carpool karaoke to them. I don't remember the lyrics. And I wrote the goddamn things.
I actually heard one of them last night.
Well, how the hell does... how the hell does James Corden remember all these lyrics? That's what gets me. You know, what do you got going on in your life? You know the lyrics to all these songs. Like I said, I don't even know the lyrics to songs I wrote.
We listened to Troll Woman last night.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't tell you all the lyrics to that.
It's good, though.
I know Big Hip Bitch, You're a Dirty Old Maid. Isn't that one, right? Better listen close to the words I say. La 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 la. I forget. The word. Oh, God. You know what? I actually know who I was thinking about when I wrote that song. I can't. I'm not going to say. I will never say who it is. But, but I was really angry at somebody, and I don't even know why. But I was angry at someone.
Well, you could tell by the words.
And I wrote that song. I'll never say what it was about, but now I can't even remember the lyrics to, you know, to put it together. But I wrote that. I don't remember the lyrics of that song.
Mm-hmm.
I found a tape of the Pickles in concert. Did I tell you that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I got it was a whole tape of the Pickles in concert. So I just, you know, I dubbed it off, stuck it in one of my files, but it's like a whole show.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, we're opening up for somebody, and it's like, I don't know, it's like 47 minutes long or whatever, you know. Whatever, because it was weird. When we would open up for big-time bands, they would go to Spanky. Mm-hmm. They would go to Spanky, and they'd say, you've got like 47 minutes and 28. Like, they would get it down to the second. And Spanky's like, okay, and then he'd go tell us. And we're like, well, I don't know how the fuck we're going to think. I can't put together a set that's exact. I mean, we're not professionals. Put together a set that's 47 minutes.
But we always did it.
Yeah, we did it. Somehow we did it. We always ended on time. Of course, we had someone on the side telling us what, like, you know, counting down to where we knew what we could and couldn't do.
Yeah.
And it was always count down to Lesbian Rocker. We knew our longest version of Lesbian Rocker was about 7 minutes and, you know, so many seconds. So we always knew to count down from there, and then we could figure out when we had to start that song.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew if we started playing that song by a certain time, we'd finish perfectly. So that's how we did it. But yeah,
they had some weird times.
I couldn't even tell you all I could not tell you the lyrics to all the songs. Like, what was the song that we did people would request was, besides Lesbian Rocker, we did the song My Shoes.
That's a good one.
And in the middle of that, I don't even know why I did it. When we wrote that song, I just started saying all these words. I can't even remember what the whole cadence was, but. For the handful of you that know this song, I don't know how many people know the songs for the Pickles did, but we did this song called My Shoes, and in the middle of it, I do this run of words that end the same way, and I don't even know where I've got a master of that somewhere. I thought I did. I might have to ask Mikey for his because I don't even know where mine is. I thought I had one. And I do, in the middle, I do these, I know who's got it, Nate. My buddy Nate said he was listening to it. So I think he might have a master of it. I'll have to ask Nate. And, but in the middle, there's these, I can't even remember what, I'm so lost, I don't remember the words. I think.
Yeah, I can't remember them, but I just was listening to it yesterday.
And I know it's, I do know, Kenny, you, I remember that.
Yeah.
So I wrote this song, and everybody would request it at our gigs in like 2002, 3, 4. It was really big. You know what I mean? But I couldn't tell you. I know I'm never really happy for more than just a couple minutes at a time. I remember that. That's about it. And I do know that. I wrote that one after my little brother died. But most of those songs, hell, I wrote them. I don't remember any of the lyrics. So that's why I find it odd that James Corden knows lyrics to, you know, he knows lyrics to everything. He must.
That is, I mean, like I said, unless he just studies it constantly or listens to that type of music, I don't know.
They've got to be cheating. They got to have the lyrics up on the steering wheel or something. Because there's no
He's probably got some kind of monitor right there.
I don't think he's really driving. I think they got the car up on the, I think they have the car on a trailer. And someone's pulling him. I really do. And I think he's faking driving. Like, you know, if you're ever in a movie or TV show, they fake that usually, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They either have a moving screen behind you or they put you on a trailer and a trailer drives and you just fake it. They can't, right? I don't know. Maybe it's real, but it sure doesn't seem it. And then, because I know that one Seinfeld, he actually is driving when he does his show. The Comedians in Car show, you know. He's really he really drives. But but he must have the lyrics written somewhere. It's got to be.
Yeah, because he didn't know that many songs.
Right, yeah.
One after, I mean, no.
Who knows all those songs? Who knows the lyrics to, you know, to deep tracks by Demi Lovato?
Like I said, I never even, I mean, I've heard them, but I don't, never heard them.
Who knows these lyrics? You know, it's always the, like, girl, to, like, songs by young girls, too, you know. I mean, I know a little bit of Britney Spears, you know. Hit me, baby, one more time. I know that, mm-hmm. you know. But all I know is, oh, baby, baby, how was it to po-ba-boom? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. You know, I don't know the lyrics of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that Britney Spears. God, I still, you know, to this day, she's one of the hottest women that's ever walked this earth. She's so hot, that Britney Spears. She's beautiful. I mean, she's a gorgeous woman. And she can sing. I just don't know any of her lyrics, you know. And I don't know, Deep Child, he's playing songs I've never heard of. And he knows all the lyrics.
I've never
James
heard
Gordon, he's got all the lyrics. He knows everything. Like I said, I like the one with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but I think I liked it because I knew all the music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess if he had like Aerosmith or something, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because I'd know some of those songs, you know. Oh, well.
I'd like singing with Ted Nugent. He'd probably shoot an arrow at him.
Ted Nugent. I saw Nugent the other day. He did a Facebook Live thing or something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He looked terrible.
He's getting up there in the years, too.
Oh, he looked terrible. Yeah, he's looking his age. He's put on weight. I mean, we all put on weight as we get older, but he put on weight. His hair looks different. He just... His whole thing was... I mean, he just... Oh, listen. I'm all for following your candidate. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, I tease you because you're so... You like Trump, but I also know you to the point where if Trump doesn't win, you'll give a shit for, like, a day. And then you'll be like, whatever, you know. Which
exactly.
To be honest...
Not going
to
hold it for the next 4 years.
Right, which, to be honest, I'm rooting for Hillary Clinton. But if she loses, I'll be bummed out for like a day or two. Then I'll just get on with life. You know what I mean? But like Nuge, you hear him speak. And dude, if Trump loses, Nuge is like, I mean.
He's going to flip.
Yeah, I'm afraid he's going to eat a bullet or something. I mean, these people are so, they'll be so depressed, you know? They really,
oh, yeah.
I mean, there are people out there. I'm scared.
It'd
what's
be
gonna
like
happen.
Another war.
Yeah. I would be frightened at what happens because I really think this, and I know you think I'm wrong, but I mean, I think it's just going to be a blowout. I don't even think it'll be close. I think it's going to be on the election day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When they do the election results, you know, they go on there and they go live on TV, and then it takes, it takes like a little bit, and they start calling, you know, we call this state for so-and-so, and we call this state for so-and-so. And then finally, a few hours later, they say, breaking news, we project so-and-so as the next president of the United States. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it usually takes, I mean, it takes several hours for that to happen. And it takes... and sometimes longer if you got like Bush and Gore. Remember that? Jesus.
That was a long, yeah.
So my fear is that it's going to be like on the night of the election this time,
mm-hmm.
that it's going to be something like, let's see this. Hold on. Hello and welcome to NBC News coverage of the election 2016. I'm your host, Ray Lytle, and we're going to be counting up all of the votes tonight and telling you who the winner of the election is. We've got a good solid 8 hours of coverage ready to tell you what's going on as the polls closed 30 seconds ago, so it won't be long until we find out who the winner It won't be long until we find out the winner of the first state. And, oh, wait a minute. We have breaking news. We have breaking news on NBC. And we project the winner. What? We project the winner of the 2016 presidential election 40 seconds after the polls closed. We project that Hillary Clinton has won every state. And now I guess we're just going to sit here with a thumb up her ass for the next 5 hours. So thanks for tuning in. Like, I have that feeling that it's going to be, before they even get done introducing it, they're going to be coming back and saying, well, Hillary Clinton has just won.
You really think it'll be that bad?
Yeah, I think it's going to be. It's not going to be that quick, but I think when they first open up the counting, or when they first open up the thing, they're going to say, and the polls just closed in New York City, and we can now declare that Hillary Clinton is the winner of New York City, and we can now declare that Hillary Clinton has won New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, New Jersey. Like, I think it's going to be that quick. I think they'll start calling states for Hillary Clinton, you know, almost immediately. So I could be wrong. I mean, I could be totally wrong. Like I said, what do I know? But I have a feeling that she's going to win everything.
Well, my whole thing is, and I know I've been out and whatever, all BS aside, whatever happened, why can't they just run a clean election?
Well, because they can't. They can't. I mean, dude, it doesn't even pretend to be clean, because, I mean, people have been calling the Clintons murderers and all the, that's been since the 90s. So the minute she decided to get in the race, it wasn't going to be a clean election, because there's stuff about her. And the same, I mean, you know, I think there's going to be stuff that comes out about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Until right before the election, like that stuff that came out yesterday. I mean, were you really surprised when that stuff came out yesterday?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, you knew it was out there.
And there's going to be more, because it's so close to the election. I mean, it's just,
yeah. There'll be more. There'll be stuff coming out about Hillary now, probably today, and then it'll come back with Trump. And you know, you can look at they're both bullshitters. I mean, you can.
You
can see that. You know that. So there'll be stuff coming out to the very end. Which is,
I guess that's why I don't get too wrapped up in politics every year, you know, every 4 years.
Well, I think that,
it's just like it's a train wreck. It's going to happen.
I'll tell you, it's sad because of this. All right. I know that there are people that hate Obama. Oh, Obama's the devil. But listen, it was special. When Barack Obama ran, it was special.
Mm-hmm.
Because his first election was really a movement, and it was a lot of the whole hope and change thing. It was a bunch of people saying, hey, we're electing a black man, which is such a huge difference, you know, and we're electing a guy who seems to care, you know what I mean? And we're electing someone who's so out of the normal that he's going to do these amazing things. Now, the second election, it was a little less, because people were like, well, you know, he's done a lot of the same stuff that everybody else has done. But still, there was something special about an election with Obama in it. In fact, I'm convinced if Obama could run for a third term, you know, if he could have run again, he would have won. It wouldn't even be close. He would be beating Trump by, you know, double digits easily.
I would give him that, just from, you know, like I said, just from listening to people, if he was, he would beat them both hands down.
The only candidate, in fact, I'm pretty sure that any of the reasonable Democrats running would beat Donald Trump handily, you know. The only one who he had a chance against was Hillary Clinton, you know. Because if you're a sexist and you don't want a woman president, she's got that going against her. If you didn't like her husband, she's got that going against her. I mean, the odds are really stacked against this woman, which, as I predict, I think she's going to win big. And it really will be an accomplishment to see this woman who has so many odds stacked against her, seeing her win. I mean, I know there are some people that disagree, but I think it really will be, it'll be an accomplishment. However, I'm not excited about it. I'm not as excited as I was about Obama, you know.
I just know in a couple of years, regardless, people are going to start complaining.
Oh, it won't even be, it'll be a couple of minutes. Hillary Clinton.
And then you're going to ask them, well, did you vote? The first answer is going to be, no, I didn't vote.
Yeah.
Or two, yeah, I voted for her. Well, you dumbass, if you voted for her, you got what you get.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, I voted for George W. Bush both times he ran. All right? And both times he ran, I voted for him. And I even was, I was for the Iraq War. I'm like, yeah, go get him, yeah. And then when it became obvious of how screwed up an election it was,
mm-hmm.
I, you know, I got mad at Bush and wished I'd never voted for him. So whoever wins, that's going to happen too. Even if you vote for him, at some point you're going to wish you didn't. Or even if you voted against him, at some point you're going to wish you would have, you know. That's just how it works in this country. But the bottom line, like I told you, you voted for Trump. When he loses, you'll be upset for about 24 to 48 hours, and then you're not going to give a shit anymore. You're not going to care. You're going to be like, okay, whatever. And I'm telling you, I'll be the same exact way. It'll be like, if for some reason Trump wins, and I just, I mean, I'll be honest, Mank, I love you, but I just don't see any way he wins. I just, I don't see it. Not that I, not that I'm an expert, but man, I just don't know how that would happen. But if it does, I'll be upset for about 24 to 48 hours, and then I'll get over it. Because
yeah, you'll move on.
The country's stronger than a president. The country's always going to go on. Just, it always is.
Exactly.
And either Trump's going to get richer during the next 4 years, or he's not. And I, because I honestly feel who, no matter who wins, it's somebody else in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they're so freaking old. I mean, Trump's 70 years old. And the one thing, I'll tell you one thing that showed, that these old tapes resurfacing of him have showed me,
mm-hmm.
is he's not aging that well. Like, you look what he looked at in that video where he's sexually harassing the Days of Our Lives girl.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the video where he's talking about grabbing pussy and stuff? That was 10 years ago. But it looks like it's 25 years ago. You know, he's aged horribly.
Yeah, he's looking pretty rough.
So he's 70 now. If he wins the election, what is he going to look like in 4 years? Because you hit a certain point, you age really, you know.
Fast.
Yeah, well, you just go from, like, looking good to looking like hell. I looked in the mirror today, and I was horrified. I was like, oh, my God. Who's this old fucker looking back at me? I was ready to call the police. I'm like, oh, my God, there's a guy. There's someone in my house. He's morbidly obese. He looks
looking
like
at me in the mirror.
He looks like he's 60 years old. Yeah, and it was just me looking back. His hair is like a homeless person. And it was just me looking back. I was
scared, like, you, and you're out of the other room.
Yeah, like, I've been so busy lately. My wife's been so busy lately, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was she's so freaking hot. Okay, like, she sends me a text yesterday, out of the blue, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's the hottest thing in the world. She basically sends me a text saying that she, you know, she must have me.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to make time as soon as she gets home from work, you know. Nothing mm-hmm. better than when your wife's telling you that they, you know, that they must have you, that they desire you. You know, it's hot, you know, when you're a guy. And so mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I got to get myself ready. So, you know, like, I got to get a shower. I'm going to get myself all done up to where I'm smelling good and looking good. And she'll want to join me in the boudoir, you know, as soon as possible. And I go to the bathroom. I'm going to take a shower and everything, you know, and clean up. And I look at myself in the mirror yesterday. I'm like, oh my God, this is beyond help. How do I fix this?
Mm-hmm.
And I just look like hell. I mean, I really do. I'm so fat and so old. And I remember, you know, women would say I was cute.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been sexy ever. In my whole life, no one's ever called me sexy. or attractive or handsome. You want to know what they call me? Oh, he's cute. Oh, he's cute. Like, you know, like a fucking teddy bear. Oh, he's cute. So even when girls would call me cute, which, by the way, has not been for years. But even when they would call me cute, I would look in the mirror sometimes and I go, you know what? They're right. There is something cute about me, you know? Mm-hmm. I'd look at me and I'd say, I'd cuddle with that guy. He's all right, you know? Yeah, I could see it. I could see he's cute. Now I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh my God, look at this poor bastard. Now I look in the mirror, I feel sorry for me. I'm like, oh, look at this freaking guy. Oh, he's a mess. Good Lord.
That's the way I've aged terrible.
Yeah, you're right. We age terribly.
I mean, I look like I should be 105. I'm serious.
What can I say? We all age terribly.
You know, you work out in the sun all them years. I work construction.
Your skin goes to hell.
I got those sunspots, you know, all that crack, all that cancer, whatever they call it.
you call cancer.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, God. Crack me up, Spanky.
Next thing you know, I'm just going to be sitting on a bar stool pissing myself.
I'm sitting on a bar stool like a damn fool.
No, it's probably going to quit.
I hope I do.
It's getting pretty hard.
I hope I don't piss upon you. Yep, I know that.
But it's been fun. But
I look in that mirror and I go, "Holy crap!" And then I go, "How in the hell does she want to be with me?" I'm like, "I better turn down the lights because she's gonna see this and it's over. I'm never gonna have sex again."
Knock every light bulb out of the house.
Yeah, we got to keep it dark in here. We got to keep it dark, and you're not allowed to touch any other penises. No more penises, because then you might, you know. You might find out how inadequate my penis is if you go touching other ones, you know.
Yep. I keep thinking mine's going to wake up laughing hysterical at me sometimes.
I'm like, you know, yeah, I think my penis wakes up every day and goes, "Holy crap, I cannot believe you've actually had people touch me. This is really something." And, so, like, I'm aging horribly, and I think, I'm not even 50, okay? Not even 50.
Oh, it don't get no better.
Donald Trump's 70. I mean, what the hell's he going to look like in 4 years? Hillary Clinton's 68. She looks now like she's in her 70s.
Could you imagine, though, what he looks like when he wakes up in the morning without his orange hair?
I could not imagine. Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
All his makeup. I mean, it'd be like her waking up. You know, when she goes to bed at night, she probably has to chisel that off with a chisel and a hammer.
There's a lot of makeup, yeah.
Oh, my God. That'd be like waking up to a horror story.
And I'm saying that they're aging, and I'm not, you know, I'm not this horrible sexist that is, you know, downgrading people because of their looks. I'm just saying that what the hell are they going to look like in 4 years? They're going to...
Really, it's 74 years of age.
Yeah. You're going to look like hell at 74. And I don't care who you are. We all look like hell when we get older. There's no way around it. We just do. And so what are they going to look like? I mean, you know, like even Obama. Obama's a pretty good-looking guy, you know? But still... still, having said that, he still has aged, like a lot in the last 8 years. Now his wife's amazing. Michelle Obama's an attractive woman, and she has not aged at all.
Oh no,
you know that. You know, credit. Credit the fact that she, you know, credit the fact that she, works out and stuff, you know. I think that has a lot to do with it. But still, she looks incredibly young now, you know. But she, I think she's the exception. Most of us, though, before you, you know, we age so bad. So I'm just saying, as you're voting for Clinton or Trump, you got to think, what the hell are they going to be like in 4 years? And they look like hell now. It's going to happen then.
That's like my wife keeps talking, you know, she's going to turn 40 next year.
Yeah.
In April, 40.
Yeah.
I said, wait till you turn 50 and 55.
Yeah, wait till then. How bad you're going to feel. I feel like hell. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. They just, these women, that it's all about the age. They don't, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can age and look good, you know.
Well, I still think my wife looks good. You think your wife looks good?
Yeah, my wife, I'll tell you what, my wife looks amazing.
You don't think, you know.
Yeah, but I'm saying that she, I know how old she is. Not only do I think that she's, I mean, my wife's just, she's hot. She's an attractive woman. She's beautiful, you know. But she's aging well. Thank God, you know. But that's what bugs me because she's got to be, I mean, she can look in the mirror and see she's still good looking. You know what I mean? But God, you know, she's got to be looking at me and going, how in the hell did this happen? You know?
And then she opens the door and you meet her on your rascal with a dog on your lap. Hey, baby, glad you can make it.
I mean, she has got to be thinking, oh my God, here I am working hard, looking good as I age, and here he is. He looks like death, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Oh, well. Could be
just
worse.
Just like I tell my wife, I was fat when you married me, and I'm still fat.
Well, I think not drinking has kept me at least a little bit younger looking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I still eat horribly. I'm horrible. I can't stop eating. I just can't stop. I hate myself for it. I just can't stop eating, Spanky. But I'll tell you, I do. You know, I am glad that I don't go out and drink anymore. Because
well,
I think that would age me quicker. I really do.
But isn't it the same though? It's hard not to eat when your wife cooks such great meals for you.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, my wife cooks wonderful meals every night.
Yeah. How are you not supposed to eat?
You're just not supposed to eat and gain weight. I mean, the meals are wonderful.
Yeah, and I know that it's hard because you don't want to offend your wife and say, honey, I'm too fat. I can't eat this. You know, you can't. You just can't. I mean, you offend your wife, okay?
Yeah.
And then number two, not only you offended her, but number two, you want to eat it because it's so freaking good, you know. Yeah.
I mean, my wife makes one, like, you know, lasagna or pasta or, you know, burgers on the grill, whatever.
Yeah, how do you not, there's no way to not eat it, you know.
You just don't go in there and say, no, I'm not eating it because I just can't eat that food. Like you said, you got, I don't know.
Very tragic, Spanky.
It is a tragic.
Very tragic.
It's just a tragedy day that we're going to have to deal with.
We all get older. What can I say? We all get older, my man.
Yep.
Hey, I don't know if you heard, but Sean Balint gotten some heat. People were attacking him over. All he was doing was. You know, he's doing PA for a football game, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And some people were offended. Offended because he was getting excited when the home team scored, and he wasn't jumping for joy when the away team scored, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, which is fine. That seems a legitimate argument, whatever. But then somehow the woman that was complaining about him, she, she was saying that when he was calling somebody would score a touchdown, right? And he would say, so-and-so sticks it in the end zone for, you know, for whatever points.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know if that's what they found, whatever, offensive or what, but then they started saying that he obviously was doing sexual connotations when he was, you know, when he was calling the football games. And it started out as like a funny little joke, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, my God, who would think that? But then it started growing. And yesterday I'm at work, and, you know, it's coming up. And I realize, I'm like,
I'm like,
this is a thing. This story's gotten out there, and it's making my friend look like he's some kind of pervert, you know.
It's out of control.
Of which, 100%, if you know Sean Blay, you just know that's not the case.
Exactly.
So I wrote this thing, and I put it up on Facebook, you know, just 100% saying, you know, Sean and I have been friends for so long, and, you know, all the stuff he does. I'm like, this is a guy who gives tirelessly to, and he really does. I mean, I talked about the different charities, like anything for kids, anything for fallen police officers or veterans or, you know, any of those things. He, disabled people, he goes out of his way and he does it. I said, and I talked about how much he loves public address announcing for sporting events. Hell, he's done it. I mean, he was the backup guy for the Cardinals. He worked for the Rams. He was, St. Louis University. I mean, this guy's worked for major, major people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and now he's like giving his time to help out a high school team. And he's got to go through these allegations. It's like, come on. So I had to write this thing on Facebook to, you know, just to basically throw what little weight I have, you know. Not literally, because I have a lot of weight, literally. But I'm saying, whatever kind of weight comes from my words, I wanted to put them out there in support for him, you know, saying, Sean is 100%, you know, he's just a great guy. And I talked about how much, you know, and how much he is, means to my family and me and, you know, all this stuff. And you know, Sean, one thing about Sean is he's not very... He's just not very forthcoming with his compliments to friends, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that'll sit around and go, oh, woe's me, I've got this and this and this. But he's not one to just open up and be honest about feelings or whatever. But he sent me a nice little thing. After I wrote that, he sent me a thing saying, you know, how nice it was. And he seemed to have been touched, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad I could actually do something that would touch him, you know. I mean, without physically having to touch him. It was nice to actually have my worst words touch him to fulfill his need to be hugged. You know,
I'd do anything in the world for him.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never heard him say anything bad about anybody.
Yeah.
Other than himself.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he likes actual touching. Because I don't think his parents hugged him enough when he was growing up or something. There's something going on. There's some kind of problem he has, you know.
Hmm.
And so to have my words touch him, I think was very nice. And for him to respond was very nice. Because, you know, Sean, he doesn't usually, you know, it's not something he usually does, so.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if you follow me on Facebook, I want you to read that about him, okay?
Right.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I just went to Facebook so I could tell people. I went on, and Nikki's on Facebook.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What the hell? I just saw she's on Facebook.
She's probably mad at me.
I'm going to text her. I'm going to text her and say, where the hell are you? We're doing a show. We're thinking you're dead or whatever.
Then kick the bucket.
Yeah, I'm going to say, what the hell? I'm going to send her the booty call text. You up, girl?
You up. I'm rolling your way.
On Facebook, posting cat videos or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. posting fucking cat videos. We're thinking there's something seriously wrong with her. She's posting cat videos. So we know she's alive. Good.
She's wearing me out.
Yeah. Right?
Worried about her. I was getting ready to get my best pair of shorts up and get them ironed and my best sleeveless shirt.
Are you wearing jeans yet or are you wearing shorts?
I'm still wearing shorts.
I actually wore, what did I wear yesterday? Oh, I wore shorts yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I was working out. I was working out before I had to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to just go to work. So I went to work wearing my workout clothes, which I don't know if that offended people or not, because I do look, you know, but I had no choice. It's like, you know. I had to try to fit in a little bit of something. At least I showered, though. Like, I worked out, then I showered, then I worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Which is usually I don't do that. I'll shower after working out. But I noticed lately I'm so tired I don't shower, you know. So I'm like, I'm going to shower beforehand, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll work out. And then if I need the shower again, I'll rinse off, you know.
Yeah.
I know that's ass backwards or back ass words, but that's how I do it. You know.
That's great.
That's how I roll, Spanky.
That's how you roll?
That's how I roll. I don't need to have, you know, if I shower before I work out, then I don't stink as bad. Where if I'm not showered and I work out, then I stink horribly, you know.
Just put on a little extra spray of cologne there in the nether region.
If I shower before I work out, I literally get in the shower with a little bit of soap, and I just rub it on my my crack sack and pits, you know. Like I do the armpits, and I do like the chest. And then I take the, you know, I rub some on my balls and, you know, I clean the whole area. Then I rub my hands through my ass crack, you know, clean that. And then I just sort of rinse off, you know. Because I wasn't.
If you're going to that much work, you might as well do the whole thing.
Well, hello, Nikki. How are you?
Tired.
She's finally, Spanky, she's alive. We were questioning earlier what you're, you know.
Nobody tells me when the show is anymore.
It is, we're back to normal time because I'm done. I had just had to fill
out. I don't know that.
I'm done with the filling in.
Nobody told me this.
It was, I posted
it. Yesterday, I didn't even get a phone call.
Well, we didn't do a show yesterday. I had meetings all day. And then I talked to Spanky, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so inebriated.
Oh, no.
Then it became obvious.
Birthday?
We could not do a show.
Yep,
and then
the wagon broke, Nikki.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And then I fell asleep. I got home. I was so tired.
Yeah.
I text with Spanky, and he's just like, well, we're the Donald Trump. And I'm like, oh, God. We're just, you know, we're not going to do a show. And then
I cleaned my mouth instead.
I fell asleep, and I woke up and my daughter, that's how bad I am. My daughter texted me and said, hey, Dad, you got to come get me. And I'm laying in bed. I'm like, what? And I'm like, is this the middle of the night? What is this? And it's Bella going, hey, you told me you'd pick me up from practice. And I'm like, oh, crap. So I had to hurry up and get up and throw on sweatpants and go get her. I felt horrible. I'm like, oh, what kind of shitty father am I? And, you know. My kid's sitting.
You forgot your kid in the back seat.
Yeah, no, it wasn't, you know. Could you imagine? Oh, my God. No, she was at school. She was just getting done with practice, and I never picked her up. And she's like, hey, you going to come get me? And I'm like, well, and it took a second. I go, oh, yeah, I'll be right there. It took a second to register with me that I had to pick her up. So that's how tired I was. So, you know. So, no, we're back to normal today. We'll probably do a little something tomorrow, and then next week, back to normal, you know.
Okay.
No, we were worried that there was something wrong with you.
Well, there's been things wrong with me.
Right.
And tomorrow is Friday, right?
Yeah.
I have a 9:45, so I can be on for a little bit.
Okay, cool. Then you can...
You want me to go with you?
No, that's okay.
Why would anyone want? Why would anyone want you going with them?
To the doctor?
Right, yeah.
I would be good support.
You better sober up first. He fell off the wagon.
I will not.
He fell right off the wagon.
He didn't fall off. He jumped off. Yeah.
He is drunk,
okay, though.
Drunk as a proverbial skunk, sir.
Thank you, Little Noid. Nick, I don't know if you heard, but Little Noid's been on helping Nikki the last few days. So
I heard he was talking about
you. Yeah, is he, was he talking? Yes, I believe he was talking about you, yes. Oh, well.
Just like Nikki, I had to take a probe. Unfortunately, mine had veins.
Thank you, little boy. We get the joke. Well, good. We were worried about you because the last time we talked to you, you said, well, my doctor called me into this to talk to him, and I'm like, oh, God. Hope he didn't.
That's the last time I talked to you?
Yes.
I tried talking to you since then.
No, you said their doctor called you at 8 in the morning.
Yeah. And then I missed the appointment, and I had to do it the next day.
Yes.
Yeah. I got sick in Chicago over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. I'm scared of Chicago at night. We were on Division Street.
Yeah, well, that's not that bad.
After the Cubs game.
Well, that's not that bad.
I'm not used to all that and people doing U-turns in the middle of the road all the time.
What part of Division Street were you? I mean, it's not like you're down in the Bosa. I mean, if you're over near Wrigley, you're safe there.
I'm not sure. I want to say one of Hoyt or a Hogue or something like that in Division.
Near Wrigley.
We're at Pisano's.
Division is not bad. No, Division's not bad there.
You know where Pisano's is?
It sounds familiar.
Good pizza. They give you a bowl of pasta that you can stick your whole head
into. Oh, yeah. I've heard of that. Yeah. I've never been there. I've heard of that, though.
Oh, my. It was, the fanciest pizza place I've ever been to.
Well, when they
had, cloth napkins and excellent service.
My cousin, he now moved to the suburbs. He bought this huge house in Glen Ellen, but he lived right on Belmont. I mean, literally blocks from Wrigley Field.
Right.
Like, he and his daughter would walk to Wrigley Field from the house, so...
it was crazy because it was Saturday night's win.
Yeah, so that whole area down there is, you know, just all kinds of great restaurants and shops and all that.
It's
stuff.
Restaurants and bars and all kinds of craziness.
But no, you'd have to go pretty far away from there to be on a bad section of Division. You're fine.
I know, but everything was just so big.
Ooh, there's so many black people here. There's foreigners. No. Are you like Donald Trump? Were you afraid of black people and foreigners? And
no, I don't even think I saw any black people. Yeah.
There's not. Well, I mean, there's people of all types where you were, but I mean,
I know. But
Here's what you didn't see.
It looked like a bunch of college people because there were Northwestern bikes going everywhere, and
yeah. Here's what you didn't see. There was poor people. All right.
Right.
And let's face it. Nobody's afraid of black people. No one's afraid of.
No.
Foreign language speaking people. Here's what you're afraid of. You're afraid, and let's be honest.
I'm afraid of bad people.
You're afraid of poor people.
No, I'm afraid of bad people.
Yeah, well, but because poor people, there are bad people. They're all, if you meet a bad person, they're usually all poor.
No, they're not.
Yes.
Look at Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, but he's not going to.
Hey.
But he's not going to attack you in an alley. He won't attack you in an alley.
It's locker room talk.
Hey, she doesn't, I mean, well, she doesn't be standing there. He's going to come up and grab her pussy. I don't blame her, too. I'd be afraid, you know. I don't have a pussy. If I did, I got to be honest, there'd be a little bit of discomfort. Wait, you know, I'll admit
it was like
a bit of fear.
It was midnight by the time we got down there. And so we had to walk several blocks to get there. I'm like, I'm going to get mugged.
There's no mugging going. No, there's very little mugging going on there.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
And I hate to say it. I hate to say it, but it's... poor people are the ones doing the I'm serious. It is nothing. This is our misconception with America.
Right.
We confuse racism and xenophobia and bigotry for other things with what we're really afraid
classism.
Of, which is classism. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you see a well-dressed, person of any color, all right, of any background, if they're well-dressed and well-spoken, you're fine with them. Here's what we're afraid
right.
of. We're afraid of poor people.
I love poor people.
You don't, I mean, people don't see a black guy walking down the street who's you know, dressed really well and is acting a certain way, you don't get scared. But when you see a black person dressed like they're poor, you get freaked out. Same goes for a Latino person, and same goes for white people.
Right.
Like, I see a white guy walking down the street, looks normal, you know. But if I see a white guy walking down the street and he's dressed like if he's dressed like a gangbanger, yeah, anybody dressed like a gangbanger freaks you out. But I'm saying, if he's like wearing ratty jeans and, you know,
dirty shirt,
he just looks poor. That's what people are afraid of. And you know, right. You notice no one admits that. They don't, you know, you don't hear Donald Trump, Mr., you know, stop and frisk. You don't hear him say what's really going on is he doesn't trust poor people.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the people who are going to, someone who has more money than you, although they will rob you, they very rarely rob you.
Right.
They don't mug you when they rob you. They usually rob you by, you know, well, bank fees and stuff like that. That's how they rob you. But a poor person who by getting your wallet is going to be, you know, doubles their income.
Yeah.
That's what people worry about.
We also went to this place called the Galloping Ghost. They have over 500 arcade games.
Oh, wow.
We spent four and a half hours in there. It was so much fun.
I've never heard of that.
You should look it up.
Yeah.
Galloping Ghost.
Well, I watched the Cub game on Saturday.
And it was $15. Play as long as you want any game.
Oh, that's kind of cool. What game did you play?
Mm-hmm. I played Silent Hill.
Yeah.
I played this one where you learn how to fly and then go on missions, fly a hornet.
Look at you.
And I played Tetris and Frogger and Street Fighter.
I was going to guess Frogger.
Pac-Man Jr.
You know which game I loved when I was a kid was Pole
Twilight
Position.
Zone Pinball. They had this one game that you got in, you sat and you raced, and it like turned almost sideways and like jumped you around, and it was so much fun.
Spanky, did you ever play Pole Position?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that
game. I did.
Oh, I loved that.
Yeah, it was a good time. And what was that other one? Dig Dug? Or?
Yeah, Dig Dug was fun. I like Pole Position.
I didn't find the Donkey Kong machine.
When I worked at I worked at Pizza Hut. We had a Pole Position. And I would come in early, and once I get all my stuff done, I would just play Pole Position.
Mm-hmm.
Kick ass, too, man.
It was so much fun.
I'd vacuum up the place in the morning, find quarters, and I'd just go to use them to play Pole Position.
Yeah. Always under the machine.
Yep. Always Pole Position. That's right.
Hey, I worked at a Pizza Hut, too.
You worked at a Pizza Hut? Where'd you work at?
I was the waitress.
Where at?
In Pawnee. Oh. Pawnee had one.
Yeah, I worked in Litchfield. I actually liked it. I liked that Pizza Hut.
It was probably around the same time.
Yeah, I worked at Pizza Hut in 1985.
Oh, mine was end of 87, 88.
Yeah, see, I was living in Springfield by then. Right out of high school, I worked at Pizza Hut. Right after I transferred back home to go to college, you know.
Yeah.
I got a job at Pizza Hut, and I worked there 85 and 86, I think.
Yeah.
And then I got fired in 80. I think I got fired in 86.
I quit, and he called me a stupid little bitch.
No, I got. I think I told this story before. I had a band gig to go to.
Okay? Yeah.
And I was rushed, and they wouldn't let me leave. Like, I had a time I was supposed to leave, and I'm like, hey, I got
to
go home and shower and get dressed. They're like, no, you got to stay. So I was like, God damn. So in order to make the gig, I had to go to the bathroom there, and I cleaned myself off. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we have this giant sink in the back, or, you know, in the prep area.
Yeah.
Just where they wash dishes, you know, the dishwashing sink. And there was this, you know, the sprayer. Like, you go to clean plates, you have the sprayer. And I put my head in the sink, and I used the sprayer to clean my hair. Okay, I don't know what, and it didn't hurt anything. It hurt nothing.
It's not very sanitary.
But how's it unsanitary? As soon as I was done, I cleaned it.
It's cleaner than the mouths that have been on those places. And
my hair was perfectly cleaned. And the guy who was the manager freaked out and fired me.
Yeah, my manager was a dick.
I think I called him a prick. He was a creep. He was always trying to get with, like, the younger girls. And
yeah, that sounds like my manager, too.
He was just our manager. It's funny. I think his name was Charlie, which is the same name as the guy who fired me most recently. I've been fired by more than one person named Charlie.
Yeah.
Which is very odd now that I think
about it. Don't work for any more Charlies.
Yeah. Oh, God, he's sleeping.
Wake up.
Spanky. Yeah, he's out. He's drunk, Nikki, so he's...
Oh, my God.
And he was...
He's louder than I am when I fall asleep.
Well, he was out with his buddy yesterday, and they were drinking, and then he then he got him again. And I'm shocked he lasted this long. I'm going to end the show and hang up on both of you, and I swear to God, he'll be sleeping.
He's still going
to
be connected.
Yeah, his wife's going to. Jen's going to come home from work, and she's going to be like, she's going to be like, why is he sleeping? What? He's going to be on the couch with his head against the phone, snoring. He's still sleeping.
Oh, how funny.
Well, I'm glad.
At least I woke up when you guys yelled at me.
I'm glad that you called in right before the show ended.
Yeah, well, I didn't know.
We're back to normal again. We're going to do a quick show tomorrow. We'll do like an hour-long show tomorrow or whatever. So join us then. Listeners, come back. We're just going to let Spanky sleep. We'll let Spanky sleep, and Nikki and I will wrap it up. You know, he's gonna wake up and be like, "What the hell? When did the show end?"
Right.
I think Spanky's gonna go drink with his friend more today. So,
oh, good Lord!
I love it.
Watch out for the golf cart people.
Yeah, and we started the show with the most completely inaccurate version of Jim the Photographer Time Traveler that we ever had.
Oh, no.
And now we end with Spanky sleeping.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Sir, that reminds me of the time that I fell asleep at camp. Camp counselor Harry thought it would be funny to test my ability to breathe through my nose while I was sleeping. See, he stuck something into my mouth. To make sure that my nose was properly working. It was the mouth sleep gauge.
The thermometer.
Yes, and he put it into my mouth as to clog my airwaves, and then to see if my nose worked. And I think in order to do it, he had to say the magic words, which, if I'm not mistaken, it was something like, "Take it, bitch." And then he did that, and the next thing you know, we were able to gauge whether or not I could breathe through my nose. Take it out, bitch. I know you like it. I still hear those words in my sleep sometimes. And mother and father, the oddest thing happened. The mouth sleep gauge had veins.
Thank you, little Lloyd, for that fine story to end the show. All right. Nikki, go about your day. We'll see you tomorrow. Spanky is... it's not like
good night, Spanky.
Good night. Good night. Good night, Spanky. Everybody, we'll talk to you tomorrow. So long. Oh, God.
Bye.